There's the river.
That's so. Right where you went fish, that's your Custer Cove. And you dug your own bait.
Yeah.
There's plenty of places around your, you know, dig your bait. Now they buy every bit of that stuff.
You know, like, when I was down here back when I was around 5 or 6, 7 years old.
Yeah.
They stuck something in the ground to make worms come up. You know, like, what is that called? Yeah, I remember that.
That's called,
You know, they stick a post in the ground and then get a metal and, you know, scrape it across that post or that, whatever it was. But the worms would just come up out of the ground.
He's got, well, he keeps a stob in his truck.
Mm-hmm.
And you rub this metal across this stob.
Yeah.
Grunt nut worms. That it is. Grunt nut
That's
worms.
Right. Yeah, I remember
grunt
that.
Grunt nut worms. And
so those worms just come up out of the ground like, you know, someone been chasing them.
That's right. We had some friends to come up from Florida, and the lady and her mother was raised here. So they knew, you know, where it was. So this was before Jerry ever moved out there. So they wanted to go show their husband, this girl's husband, and mm-hmm. her daughter how to grow up worms. And they, you know, they just thought it was just a prank was fixing to pull on them, you know. So he put that stuff in the dirt and went to, I think, I don't know, a piece of platform or something, you know, just some metal that you can, and after a while, those worms just began to just come up there like that, and that
really?
They liked to have a feed.
Really?
They couldn't. But that's grunt nut worms.
Well, I just couldn't believe that as a little kid. You know, I was wearing his cup out of the ground like someone was speaking to him. Come on up.
Well, they're getting where they're pretty scared to do that. The last time he went across the creek there and did that, he and one of the little grandsons, he's got where he won't go off like that by himself because, you know, the rattlesnakes got so bad. And that's, he's just about quit it because we have killed so many up and down this road.
What other type of snakes are out in this area besides rattlesnakes?
Oh, you have your king snake and your black snake, you know, a spread natter and things like
that. What's
that? A spread natter.
What type of snake is that? Is that a poisonous snake?
No, I don't know, because you can make him mad and his mouth will just spread out. It's just wide as I don't know why.
Really?
Yes, it will. My. He's you would kind of, unless you really knew a rattlesnake good, you would never about mistake him. Unless you made him mad, because you don't coil up, you know, like a rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
And, he'll just stick out his tongue, you know, and kind of hiss at you. But I never known them to bite you.
But only rattlesnakes bite, I guess. Yeah,
that's the only one we have.
We know, like, don't
and
have
a moccasin.
Yeah,
moccasin
in the water. Uh-huh. Those water moccasins.
Yeah. They're just as poisonous as a rattlesnake.
You actually go coon hunting sometime. You know, to get to the place we'd go coon hunting, you'd walk down the middle of a creek at night,
yeah,
and you'd see all these snakes, you know, scoot out to the side,
yeah,
those moccasins.
Mm-hmm.
That'd scare me. I used to get scared to death when I'd go down through there.
Well, these rattlesnakes, as I say, we've had the neighbor right across the creek there, he killed one last Saturday.
Mm.
That's the biggest one I've seen around here anywhere. He was a huge
How long was that?
Oh, he was about 5 feet high, you know, tall.
Yeah.
He held him up, you know, as tall as he was. But he was such a big thing.
Like
just
mad?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he had, I think, went off to carry some trash in the back of the field. And he heard that thing. He was right on him about it. And he heard him rattling. And he spotted him. And he didn't have nothing. He had his shovel and I believe he said his axe, but he figured that snake could jump, you know, they jump the end of there. And he just took the, gotten on the tractor and took off back to the house, and you know that snake was still there when he got back and got his gun.
Stubborn old rascal.
Yeah, he wasn't in no hurry, and
he killed him.
But there have been so many, it just keeps me scared to death.